And time for a check on the business news now with Brian Finn.
Justin, thank you. Fall to Ireland is launching a campaign today to try to entice people into considering a career in the tourism sector. It comes as staff shortages really start to impact. Paul Kelly is CEO of Fall to Ireland. How severe are shortages out there at the moment, Paul? And where did people who previously worked in the industry go to?
Good morning, Brian. Yes, tourism is recovering very strongly, which I suppose creates this issue in some ways. But, you know, thanks to the hard work of the industry, ourselves, and the support from government over the last couple of years, the tourism sector is primed and ready for recovery. And that recovery is coming very quickly. But I suppose that the biggest drag on that recovery now is the absence of staff. And that's the biggest challenge that's facing the industry. It's not so much lack of demand, but it's challenges around staff. There's a whole different range of places that those staff have gone to. You know, in terms of they've gone to other industries, some were here from other countries and they've got home, etc. Some people have retired. So I think a lot of it was down to the fact that, you know, tourism was one of the sectors that was closed longest during COVID, and therefore people's lives moved on and they moved on to other things. So that creates a big challenge for the industry in terms of recruiting new staff and then upskilling those staff. And as we all know, that not just in tourism, but across many sectors of the Irish economy and indeed globally, you know, staff shortages is a major issue. So it's a really competitive market. And that's why I suppose we're launching this campaign today, which is we're investing about €700,000 in a campaign to promote careers in tourism and the wide range of things there is to do in tourism.
And who are you targeting in particular?
We're targeting everyone, I suppose, in particular this time. We're broadening out. One of the things our research showed to us was that, you know, the flexibility of hours that are available in tourism-type businesses is a real attractor, you know, in terms of, because some people don't necessarily want to work full-time, they want to work part-time, et cetera. So there is a huge range of flexible hours options available. So we're targeting not just kind of people entering the labour market, but also parents whose children may be a bit older now, or people who've taken early retirement and are looking to supplement their income or looking to kind of just have, you know, have a part-time job, etc. So there's such a range of options that are available in tourism at the moment. So we're targeting all those sectors to try and point out those options. And then through our campaign, drive them to our website, tourismcareers.ie, which has, if you like, a national database of all those opportunities.
Just separately but related, Paul, what's going on with hotel prices? We're experiencing inflation, but there are posts on social media of hotels seeking simply extortionate rates for rooms.
Yeah, I mean, look, I mean, as I said, kind of, we have a very strong recovery, and you know, in terms of we're going through, there's an awful lot of deferred business. That's business from 2020 and 2021 that's now kind of coming to fruition, and you know, all of that does put a lot of pressure on on demand. We had identified back before COVID that there were certain parts of the country, including Dublin, where we felt we had a shortage of supply of hotels, and I think that's now coming back. Obviously, you know, construction also got slowed down during COVID. So, you know, in terms of, I think that's also part of coming back. So I think we do have that at the moment, you know, that imbalance between supply and demand, and that does lead to prices going up.
Are we in danger of becoming uncompetitive?
I think, you know, in terms of there's obviously, we're all very aware of the global levels of inflation that are out there. Prices are going up not just in Ireland but in other markets around the world as well. We're certainly saying, you know, to everyone in the industry, we're saying to everyone looking to take a break in Ireland, shop around, look at places that may not be on your traditional list. There's fantastic things to see and do all around the country. So, you know, go to, maybe if you're looking for great value, there's still great value out there in different parts of the country. So certainly go and look around. And we're saying to the industry, you've got to be really careful around the long-term value for money, reputation and image of Ireland. And we've got to make sure that we don't have, kind of pricing that's going to lead to any of those kind of issues kind of coming back. Because we do know from previous experience that when you get a reputation for bad value for money, it takes a long time to lose that. You know, in terms of, we had a good reputation, and it's important that we have them. It's important we retain that.
Paul Kelly, thank you very much indeed. More